It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Combat Blindness International is a nonprofit founded and based in Madison with the goal of providing preventative vision care around the world. That includes cataract surgery, dealing with the most common cause of adult blindness, and vision screenings and nutritional supplements for young people in countries around the world and here in Wisconsin. The group marks its 40th year in operation this month. Rena Chandra is a public health practitioner and executive director for Combat Blindness International, and Dr. Peter Holm is a general ophthalmologist based in Chippewa Falls and chief medical officer and board chair for the organization. Peter, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
And Rena, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
I want to go back to the start of Combat Blindness, the organization. Your father started it 40 years ago. Can you talk a little bit about his hopes, what he was looking to accomplish?
Absolutely. So when my father had sort of established his career here in Madison at the University of Wisconsin, he really wanted to give back. And so he started going around the world and teaching high-tech retinal surgery. He's actually a retina surgeon. And as he was going around to different countries, he started to see that high-tech retinal surgery wasn't going to really make a huge impact on the amount and blindness around the world. He tells a story that he was going to do a surgery on a patient that had a bleeding in his eye, and he passed through a corridor and there were about 40 or 50 patients. And he asked his colleague, you know, who are these patients? And the gentleman said, well, they're all waiting for their cataract surgery. And his surgery that he had to do was very complicated. It took over 4 hours. And that patient maybe would, at best, would be able to walk and see a little bit in front of them. And he walked back through the corridor and all the patients that were there were gone. And he asked the colleague again, why are they, you know, where did they go? And he said, oh, they've all had their cataract surgery and now they're recovering in the ward and they'll go home tomorrow. And he calls that his aha moment, where he realized that if he really wanted to make a difference in alleviating blindness in the world, that he needed to concentrate on cataracts. And we know that cataracts accounts for 50% of the blindness in the world. And so he went home, he called up some friends and some community members, and he said, I want to start this foundation.
Peter, you've done this work around the world, cataract surgery. I can think of a number of relatives who've had it here in the United States. It's almost routine, it seems like. Can you talk about what a difference maker it can be to the future of someone's sight?
Well, it's different than it is in the United States, certainly. In the United States, cataract surgery occurs when people are having some difficulty reading. In countries that aren't as fortunate as we are, and it's a situation where they may not be able to see the faces of their grandchildren or their spouses because they are blinded by the cataract that blocks all the light that comes in when it gets really severe. So when you take these cataracts out surgically, and the next day you take the patch off, the look on the patient's face is kind of confused, but then it turns into a smile because they realize they can finally see. It's really a transformative moment for everyone involved.
Rena, from your father's initial mission to today, can you talk about staying just with the cataract surgery work for the moment? Can you talk about what the organization has accomplished in the last four decades?
Sure, absolutely. You know, cataract surgery, like I said, is what we started with, and it's something that continues to be a core component of the work we do, making sure that we provide access to screenings and free cataract surgeries in low and middle income countries. And so far, we've done around 4.9 million screenings now. And we have provided sight-saving surgery to over 440,000 people.
And Peter, can you talk about what led you to join the Combat Blindness mission and go and do this work?
Well, I I have been involved with doing mission surgery with lots of organizations over, well, since 1985. And I've known Suresh Chandra, who started the organization since 1978, and knew of his work. And I also knew Rena and realized how efficient the organization was and organized it was in accomplishing what they needed to accomplish, not only in their work here in Madison, but with their partners overseas, how well that cooperation was and how they were willing to use people other than the United States-based people to accomplish their goals. And on the previous missions I had gone on, it would be people that were screened in the country that I was going to, and we would go there. They'd all be awaiting surgery. We'd do as many surgeries as we could, and we would arrange for surgeons to follow us after we left and get as many surgeries done as we could. But then it was, you know, we went fishing, but we never taught them how to fish. And what happened with combat blindness, that with our partnerships with these other places like Dr. Shroff's hospital in India, they did the surgeries, and we were able to build an intraocular lens factory with some other donors, and then that made it less expensive, and it became something that was a lot more organized and coordinated than any other thing I had been involved with. And I thought, this is something that I really need to be involved with as well. I really love that sense of purpose and organization that they had.
We are talking about the Wisconsin-based group Combat Blindness International with Rena Chandra, executive director, and Dr. Peter Holm, ophthalmologist, chief medical officer for the group. Rena, what does it mean to you to be, you know, the second generation, you're a public health practitioner, picking up what your father started and continuing and expanding this work?
Well, I've been involved since I was probably 11 or 12 years old. I still remember that group of community members sitting in our living room and my dad saying, I want to start a nonprofit. And I've been involved with CBI, you know, as a volunteer. Then I wrote grants, more fundraising, was on the board. And now I've taken over as executive director for about 6 years now. And it is my greatest honor to carry on my dad's legacy. You know, everything that I am and that I've learned in this field is because of him and his, you know, drive. He always says that we are part of a global community, and it is our responsibility to help our neighbors who are less fortunate. And that's a philosophy that I've carried on and hope to continue to carry on with the organization.
And Peter, you mentioned you've been doing a mission-based work around the world for over 40 years with this group and with others. If you had just wanted to be an ophthalmologist, well, I wouldn't have judged you negatively for that. What made you want to do this above and beyond kind of stuff?
Well, I mean, as a physician, you want to help people in any way you can. And the people that you'd like to help are the people in greatest need. I really feel that if you're fortunate enough, as I was, you know, I grew up in the Bronx and ended up living in Nirvana, which is Wisconsin. You know, if you get that kind of a gift, that you really can't take it for granted, and you should give another gift to someone else. And if you can give them sight, or be part of giving them sight, I don't want to say I give them the sight, I don't. But that's really something that makes your life more meaningful.
Rena, we've been talking about your work around the world. You also at Combat Blindness do some work in your own backyard, in effect, and you've got a vision testing van in Dane County. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we really felt as an organization that in addition to, you know, having, like, if we're going to say that we have a global view, then that includes the United States. I think sometimes when we think about globally or internationally, it doesn't include the United States. But if you're in another country, then the United States is international. So we felt it was also very important because Madison and the Dane County area and the state has been, you know, we have supporters from all over the state and they've been so good to us that we owed it to, it was the right thing to do was to just develop programs right here in Madison. And so we have two programs. We have a Right to Sight clinic with the UW Department of Ophthalmology and Visual Sciences. And that is a clinic that people who are underinsured or uninsured are referred to. And that is held six times a year. Then we also have a program that we've been involved in partnership with the Madison Metropolitan School District. And we've partnered with them since 2014. And we screen all the children in 3K through 5K each year. And what we're finding is if a child fails that test, they are sent a form home to their parents to say that, you know, this is the issue and your child needs to be referred. What we're finding is for a number of barriers that the children don't always make those referrals. It could be language, it could be culture, it could be, you know, just not understanding that these services are offered, not having resources, maybe parents have two jobs. And so we really felt the need that we needed to create a safety net for these children. And so we are working on a mobile vision van that will very much like the dental van that Access Community Health Centers developed that goes around to the different schools and provides services. We're hoping that our van will take these children who might have failed their initial in-school screening and give them the second referral or that second exam that they need. And it will help us really take care of a huge number of children that might simply need glasses. And then those that have more serious issues that might require a pediatric ophthalmologist or a pediatric optometrist will then be referred to one of our health partners. And we're working with a number of health partners in the community to create special appointments for these children so they'll be seen right away.
And Peter, you're based, I understand, in Chippewa Falls. Do you see unmet need when it comes to eye care, whether it's the basic screenings for kids all the way up through needed surgeries?
We're very fortunate here in the Chippewa Valley, except for what happened just recently right. with the closure. Bigger. But there are a lot of eye care professionals here who take care of things. A lot of the doctors, I'm retired, but a lot of doctors, including myself, if there were patients we knew didn't have insurance money or needed other things and talked about family members who had difficulties, those patients were pretty much brought in and seen for free. So we kind of being in a smaller community like this, it was something that could really happen by word of mouth, you know, and it worked well. I don't think that small venue sort of practice works as well in a city like Madison. And the mobile van is a really great idea. I think these kids not ending up being examined finally could be, you know, something as simple as they're not bringing home the form in their book bag or something like that. But this is what's happened, not just for us with the mobile van, but with overseas as well. We've figured out a way to not let people fall through the cracks. And, you know, maybe Rena wants to talk about that in a little while with the development of the app that we're using for the screeners overseas. I think that the van's going to allow us to keep the children in the Madison area from falling through the cracks as well.
And Rena, yes, let's talk about an app, a new screening tool that you're working with as part of your work overseas.
Yeah, we have an initiative that we started during the pandemic called the ADI Initiative. So during the pandemic, as we all know, we were all stuck at home. And what we found overseas was people, particularly in rural communities, were afraid to come to the cities and be seen. And so our partner, Dr. Shroff's Charity Eye Hospital, started doing some door-to-door screening. And we really latched onto that idea and decided to work with them strategically to create this initiative. So we train young women from their own communities to be door-to-door screeners. And we have our partner, Dr. Shroff's Charity Eye Hospital, has six catchment areas surrounding their base hospital in Delhi. And we are in two of those catchment areas right now with the goal of being in all six of their catchment areas. But these young women go door to door and screen patients for simply glasses. And if they notice, they're trained to notice other issues like cataracts, and then they can refer them to the regional surgical center. What we decided to do was, you know, the volume that they are seeing. We have about, you know, 90 young women. And since 2022, I believe, they have seen screened well over a million people. That's a huge amount of data. And so we decided that we would create our own app in order to manage that data and make it useful to our partner for operations, for you know, their medical records, as well as potential research into the efficiency of this program.
Now, Rena, in the nonprofit world, I think there might be an expectation, okay, you're a group doing work around the world, so of course you're going to end up basing yourself in New York or D.C. Why is it important to you to stay here with your roots in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, when my father started the organization, he was a professor at UW in the Department of Ophthalmology and Visual Sciences. And he really just, as a family, we fell in love with Madison. It's a wonderful place. I mean, even I went away and for school and work and came back and settled in Madison. It's just a special place. And we've had such wonderful support from the community, from the university, that it just seemed, it's just always been the natural place where we wanted to be.
And we'll leave it there. Rena, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And Peter, thanks for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Rena Chandra is the executive director of Combat Blindness International, founded and based here in Wisconsin. And Dr. Peter Holm is a general ophthalmologist in Chippewa Falls. He's also the chief medical officer for Combat Blindness International and chair of its board of directors. I'm going to interview Rena as part of the group's 40th anniversary celebration live in Madison next Thursday, October 10th. I'll also introduce the band at the festivities. They've said I should bring my saxophone along, so I might hop on stage for a song or two. You can find more info about the organization and that event at combatblindness.org. That's combatblindness.org. And you can read more about them and follow up on all the stories you hear on WPR News. Head over to WPR.org to read, listen back, and share stories as well. Coming up, a legendary Wisconsin cookie was lost to the ages, but now it's back as part of a nature preserve that honors the cookie's creator.
It was his inspiration to see conservation good come of the cookie and the land, and that's what we're following through on.
The story of the gorilla cookie coming up on Wisconsin Today.